This is a Tuesday morning. You know what that means. It's called Dial-A-Doc here today as we head now this morning to the live line here this morning. Joining us here today, we're going to be talking about, again, the Community Health Forum series done jointly with the with FHN and also the Health Department as well. And that is coming up. And joining us here today, one of the co-collaborators here, Dr. Jack Herman, is with us here today. Dr. Herman, good morning. Hello.
Good morning, Scott.
Thanks for joining me. It's always great to talk to you. I know that you have a lot of experience in the field of healthcare. Tell us a little bit about what you've done and your connection to Northwest Illinois, Doc.
Well, as a lot of you know, in Stevenson County and Greene County, I was in private practice for 25 years. I'm a veterinarian with also a graduate degree in public health and was in practice 25 years, worked with the health department here in Stevens County with Jeff Todd. Ended up doing a fair amount of health policy work, especially environmental policy work in primarily the state level. And then I spent a year in Washington, D.C. working in the Senate office as a science and technology policy fellow with Senator Dick Durbin. Then took a job with a faculty position at University of Illinois in Urbana back in 2004. So in all three of those areas, I spent a lot of time in health policy, public health policy, environmental policy, and more recently to my faculty position teaching responsibilities down in Urbana and also at University of Illinois in Chicago at the School of Public Health and the College of Medicine, have been spending a lot more time dealing with health care policy, and this is human health care policy, rather than that intersection between veterinary medicine and human medicine. So it's been a long ride over the last 40 years, but a lot of it has been focused on being a facilitator or interpreter of what the best evidence, what the best science tells us about health and healthcare policy and public health policy, and bringing that to the public.
We're talking to Dr. Jack Herman on the FHN Dial-A-Doc program here today. I know that FHN and Stevenson County, the health department, partnering to present this series. A discussion on a various health topic. It's called the Community Health Forum series and the sessions. How did this idea for the series come about, Doc?
As a faculty member on the Urbana campus, we've done Community Health Forum series ever since 2005 with avian influenza H5N1 scare about that becoming a pandemic. And so we started doing community series throughout the state, focusing primarily on avian influenza. And then that morphed into more general topics that we did primarily in the Chicago area and Urbana. We also did one in Rockford, did some down in the Quad Cities, et cetera, and then down in Southern Illinois too. And my faculty appointment is down to 2/3 time, so I wouldn't say semi-retired. I think what's happening is I'm working, I'm getting paid for 2/3 time, but still working 100% time. So I'm spending more time back here in Stevenson County and thought that it would be a good idea to bring that sort of community health series to Stevenson County. Dr. Perry, Mike Perry, and I were college roommates in undergrad and talked to Mike, and he said, hey, sounds like a great idea. And we asked Craig Ventima at Stevenson County Health Department if they'd be interested, and sure enough, the thing started in April of this year. So we've had four. We have four left. We'll go all the way through November, second Tuesday of every month, 6 to 8 at the library.
And I know that you have one that's coming up now tonight. Let's talk about that as you have the series continuing now here this evening, Weight Control and Everyday Activities. Tell us about it and who's presenting tonight.
Yeah, well, you hit the topic on the head. The presenter is not my daughter. It's actually my niece, Lynn Herman, who's got her PhD in community health at University of Illinois, Urbana. And she'll be coming out from DeKalb. She's now a faculty member at Northern Illinois. And so she's going to be talking primarily about how you can stay fit without having to be a gym rat. And I'm not 100% sure she's right on that, because I'm a bit of a gym rat myself, and I really like going to the gym. But she's going to be talking about staying fit through everyday activities. And actually, it's going to be a very active evening, I think. I hope we have a good turnout, because she does get the audience involved in some basic activities geared towards staying fit. She's also going to talk a little bit about fitness fads, too, and how you don't need to jump on the new, brightest, and newest fitness fad. You can just do the good old basic stuff and still keep your weight down and stay fit.
And so again, give us a reminder in terms of when and where it is tonight.
At the Free Park Public Library, 6 p.m. It's in the conference room. We always have coffee and water and cookies, and usually have a pretty nice turnout. We've had as many as 60, 70 people. Generally, we end up with about 25, 30. Certainly, come at 6 o'clock and bring your friends and relatives.
We're talking to Dr. Jack Herman here today, and it's about tonight from 6 o'clock. Beginning at 6 o'clock tonight at the Freeport Public Library, Weight Control and Everyday Activities, Dr. Lynn Herman is going to be speaking. It's part of the Community Health Forum series. And, Doc, I'm sure that you think that this weight is an issue in terms of health that encompasses everybody across the board and in terms of across the entire health spectrum as well. This is a big issue, isn't it?
It really is. It's overweight and obesity affects in the United States over 2/3 of us. And it is truly the international public health crisis of our time, that and environmental degradation and climate change. And to some degree, they're actually interrelated. We've already talked a bit about previous seminars about overweight and obesity, primarily in the context of food and some food fads and fables. And we also talked, Dr. Perry and I talked about cognitive decline and cancer as related to overweight and obesity and lack of exercise. And then last month I talked about mismatch diseases, and those are chronic diseases, primarily type 2 diabetes and again, cancer, cognitive decline, sleep disorders, et cetera, that are all associated with overweight and obesity. It is a ongoing problem, and one that we really need to address.
And Dr. Lynn tonight as well is also going to talk not about, as you mentioned, of course, in terms of everyday activities, weight control in terms of activities, but also managing appetite as well, correct?
Yes, she will. And I think that she will probably follow up on some of the things we've talked about in previous seminars, and that is eating real food and controlling portion sizes and making food yourself, and exercising more days than not, and all those basic things that you can do to keep your weight in a normal level. Recognizing, too, that, and this will foreshadow what I'm going to be talking about next month, recognizing that the overweight obesity thing is really more than just eating too much and not exercising enough. There's some other factors, social demographic, social determinants of overweight and obesity that we have to address as well.
And, of course, you're going to be speaking next month on Tuesday, September 11, the ABCs of EDCs, right?
Yes. Yeah, that's kind of a phonetic title. EDCs are endocrine-disrupting chemicals. Again, these man-made chemicals we are exposed to in everyday life to affect health in many ways. Most everybody thinks about cancer, but probably more importantly is that they can cause and be associated with a whole raft of chronic illnesses, not the least of which is, again, overweight and obesity.
All right, weight control and everyday activities. It's tonight, begins at 6 o'clock this evening. Dr. Lynn Herman will be speaking tonight, and it's going to be a great event. It's all part of the Community Health Forum session series, which began back in April, but is going to continue now through November. Dr. Herman, always great to talk to you. By the way, if people want to find out more information on the forum itself, how can they do that, Doc?
FHN website, of course, listening to your radio station and also Stevens County Health Department.
All right, very good. Doc, always great to talk to you. Let's talk again soon, okay?
Thank you.
All right, Dr. Jack Herman here today, and again, it's the joint effort between FHN and the Health Department, the Community Health Series tonight. It is tonight at 6 o'clock. It's at the Freeport Public Library, Weight Control and Everyday Activities. That's this evening right here, and this is the FHN Dial-A-Doc program, preceding brought to you today by FHN.